Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Happy New Year, and welcome to another year of Dark Mysteries. Today's book is The Unbelieved by Vicky Petratis. Published by Allen & Unwin in 2022, today's book is all about sexual assault, small towns, and misogyny. Detective Antigone Pollard has moved away from Melbourne to the coastal town of Deception Bay, the place where she spent time as a kid with her grandmother. By leaving Melbourne, she's trying to escape a case which got right under her skin and a relationship which went sour. But a month into her new life, Antigone is having a quiet drink in the local pub when she's targeted by a serial rapist. She gets away and makes the arrest, but no one wants to believe her, not even her new boss. Antigone finds out that she's not the first person to report an assault in the area, but there've been no convictions. When she and her partner Wazza come across a girl walking in a daze along a country road who's been attacked with no recollection of what happened, Antigone is more determined than ever to get justice. But as she delves further, she finds the abuse is systematic, and the women of Deception Bay are scared. They are the unbelieved. Is she finally the person who can help them? Or will Antigone just repeat the mistakes she made in Melbourne? The Unbelieved is a heart-wrenching story of abuse. It's all about the women who have been the victims of violence and not believed, and who continue to suffer in silence and shame. The writer, Vicky Petratis, also hosts a popular true crime podcast, and real statistics about the abuse of women and the failure of the justice system are threaded throughout the story. The Unbelieved is set in Australia, and the story is unfortunately particularly topical after last year's mishandling of a high-profile rape case, which allegedly occurred in Parliament House in Canberra. But not only is this book topical and a scathing social commentary, it's also a cracking good read, extremely well written, and totally addictive. Antigone, the main character, is dogged in her determination to fight for the victims and justice. The incidents in Deception Bay are like history repeating itself for her, and this time she vows to get the right outcome. She's willing to sacrifice everything, including love, for justice. But Antigone is not alone in her fight. Her partner Wazza is a kind-hearted family man and lover of pastries and an excellent wingman, as is Waffles, the rejected police dog who saves the day more than once, as well as Antigone's mentor Pip, a senior woman in the police force who will listen to her when no one else seems to want to. And while the secrets of the small town are horrific, there are moments of hope and bright lights at the end of the tunnel. Now, this book has made me extremely wary. I'll ensure I keep an eye out for my drink at all times in country pubs. So if you like justice, country towns, tension, and feisty detectives and their dogs, you might like The Unbelieved by Vicky Petratis. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.